Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 28th of January. Yesterday's volatility in technology equities, following investors' sudden discovery of China's DeepSeek, is of limited direct economic consequence. However, the incident overall is a reminder of two important economic points. The first is the Fukushima effect. Never underestimate the ability of humans to adapt in the face of a crisis. China adapted to US restrictions on technology, just as it adapted to trade taxes by shifting supply chains for up to a third of its exports to the US. The second is a broader point. Output economics, focused on GDP, does a spectacularly bad job of dealing with efficiency. And yet, the fourth industrial revolution is all about efficiency, to the extent that politicians don't mess this up. The focus on output and GDP may give the idea that bigger is always better. It is not, and efficiency, doing more with less, doesn't have to result in more output. It can just result in fewer inputs. A culture that venerates GDP is a culture that may miss out on the benefits of a more efficient world. US Treasury Secretary Bessent yesterday suggested that the United States could impose taxes on its citizens who dare to consume goods coming from abroad, but that this tax would start at 2.5% and then rise 2.5 percentage points every month. This gradual increase approach may well end up raising US inflation by more than a one-off tax on US consumers would. The direct effect of a 2.5% tax on an imported good is that US consumers would pay about 1% more in stores for that good. However, the inflation effect is more than the money that consumers have to hand over to the US Treasury. There is also the reduction in competition for US firms, allowing them to raise their prices, and the risk of profit-led inflation as retailers expand margins and blame the price increases on the taxes. The clear threat here is that if taxes, and thus US consumer prices, are rising every month, US consumers get used to the idea that prices continuously rise, making profit-led inflation easier to then achieve. US President Trump declared that they wanted to tax US consumers by more than 2.5% and on more goods. The main positive point with regards to tariffs at the moment is the speed with which the Trump administration retreated from the threat to tax US consumers of Colombian products over the course of the weekend. The Trump administration also temporarily paused all federal grants and loans, excluding Social Security and Medicare and direct aid to individuals. The legality and indeed the constitutionality of this will undoubtedly be challenged, but that will take some time. Economically, there is a potential impact, even with a temporary pause. Grants will ultimately be paid to US citizens as wages and benefits, even if they're not directly paid to US citizens. If people become less secure about receiving promised funds from the government, they may wish to increase what economists call precautionary savings. That's liquid savings in case of emergency. The relative stability of the savings rate in the states to date has allowed US consumers to continue to direct rising real incomes into consumption, supporting economic growth. The UK's BRC shop price index remained in deflation for the month of January. Non-food deflation was slightly less than it had been in December. Extremely strong demand for non-food goods in December may have had something to do with that. There's also the US consumer confidence data from the conference board due today, and that, of course, comes packed full of partisan risks. The comment section of yesterday's Dallas Fed survey did not disappoint in demonstrating just how much bias can be manifested in a survey response. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.